Dennis Cahill's here with the sports news again. Morning, Jess.
Good morning to you, Gavin. The Republic of Ireland beat New Zealand 3-1 in last night's international friendly. Despite Ireland going behind to a Callum McCowatt goal, the inexperienced Irish team dominated the game and were comfortable winners. There were three first-time goal scorers for Ireland. Derek Williams of Blackburn levelled the game at 1-1 just before half-time. Then in the second half, Preston's Seanie Maguire and Callum Robinson of Sheffield United added two more. Maguire was named man of the match.
He was excellent. Yeah, he was in training this week, actually, and he got two or three times in training. He finished him, and I thought he was going to score with a one in the first half. He got a great goal in there, and it was a terrific finish.
Now, there were a lot of other good performances. Well, we were mentioning there while watching the replays, Leo Connor's cross for Callum Robinson's goal. Exceptional.
It was brilliant, and we thought he had a few opportunities in the first half. I remember Robbie coming and said, "You should put the ball in," and he cut back. With deliveries like that, we'll score goals, and it was a fabulous, fabulous cross. Yeah, delighted with him. I was telling him to come off at the end because I thought he said he just started to tighten up. He was just fatigued, I think. So, welcome to the real world.
Josh Cullen played the full 92-93 minutes. The two keepers you played both made good saves. You got plenty of choices now for Monday.
Yeah, the two keepers good, and I see Trav comes on and saves a great save from their substitute that's come on. I thought Josh Cullen was excellent. I thought Brownie was as well. Really good performances from those two. So really pleased.
Yes, Mick McCarthy said he was also pleased with the performance of Troy Parrott in his first start for the Irish senior side. Parrott is only 17 years old. Elsewhere, England, the Czech Republic, Turkey and France all secured their places at next summer's European finals. England won 7-0 against Montenegro at Wembley with Harry Kane scoring a first-half hat-trick. France came from a goal down to win 2-1 at home to Moldova, and the holders, Portugal, were 6-0 winners at home to Lithuania. Another hat-trick here for Cristiano Ronaldo, the 55th of his career, his 98th international goal. Tonight there are two games of huge significance in Ireland's group. Denmark host Gibraltar and Switzerland are at home to Georgia. At the moment, Ireland and Denmark are on 12 points and Switzerland are on 11. Ireland have played one game more. So, if as expected, Denmark and Switzerland win their home games tonight, the group would change significantly. Denmark on 15, Switzerland on 14 and Ireland on 12. In which case, obviously, Ireland must beat Denmark on Monday to go ahead of them on a head-to-head basis. The Irish under-21s won again yesterday. Their 1-0 win in Armenia means Ireland continue to top that group, but Ireland have played more games. Tonight, the Irish under-17s play Montenegro at Turner's Cross in a European qualifier. A blow for Clare footballers yesterday with the news that Gary Brennan will not play inter-county next season. In tennis, Roger Federer stunned Novak Djokovic to reach the semi-finals of the ATP Tour Finals in London. His victory also ended the Serbians' bid to finish the year as world number one. The 38-year-old Swiss came through a straight shootout in the group stage with his great rival to win 6-4, 6-3. Rafa Nadal will now top the world rankings. In snooker, the Northern Ireland Open in Belfast saw a surprise defeat for Mark Allen, who lost 4-3 to the Swiss outsider Alexander Erstenbacher. Ken Doherty was beaten 4-1 by Mark Selby. Now in rugby, the European Champions Cup gets underway this evening. The opening match sees Gloucester host Toulouse. All four Irish provinces are in action over the weekend. Munster are in Wales to play the Ospreys tomorrow evening. That game will be live on Saturday Sport. Joey Carberry is out injured, so Tyler Blaindell will be number 10. He says playing for Munster in Europe is quite special.
Yeah, it's almost hard to explain, even being a part of it. When Munster step on the field in a European competition, there just seems to be a bit of extra there that they give as a team. And so look, we're hoping no different this week, but there's going to be a massive challenge over in Wales for us against the Ospreys, and we're going to have to prepare well, make sure we turn up mentally, and we're going to be aware we're going to be ready for a massive challenge. Every point's massive, and I think the last few seasons we've started with a draw. Those points, those little extra points, are crucial, but I don't know if there's easy pools in European competition, to be honest, and everyone's striving to top the pool and get those home playoff spots, I guess. So this week's our focus, and it's a massive game for us. As far as we're concerned, it's the biggest of the season so far, and we go from there.
Now, since Stephen Narkom has come here, what's your reaction being sort of working with him, probably even to the news that he was coming here? Because, I mean, he was a world-class number 10 in terms of his coaching, a man who's obviously got a lot of knowledge to impart on everybody.
Yeah, a lot of knowledge, and he's sharing it around. He helps out all the position groups, which is great. Just the way we look at film and review our play, and how we train on the field. We're just evolving, which is great. He challenges everyone, and especially as 10s, challenging our skills and our decision making. So it's been great on a personal level. And look, as a team, I think we can also evolve, and he's forcing us to see things differently and maybe make some changes where necessary.
That's Tyler Blaine, Dan. Now, Connacht's play Montpellier in Galway, and the Connacht coach, Andy Friend, has his first game in charge in Europe's premier competition.
It's a big league, isn't it? So Montpellier here, big men, they'll be right up for that, and they'll probably be watching last week's game and thinking we got a good chance against Connacht. You've got to win your home games in Champions Cup, so you know, that's our target. We've got Montpellier travelling here. Normally the French don't like to travel too much. Maybe we'll turn the weather on, we'll wait and see, but we'll make life as uncomfortable as you can for them here, and hopefully that's enough to get us the win. They're just big physical men. You know, internationals throughout their pack and throughout their back line. But if we get in an arm wrestle, we're probably going to lose that one. So we don't want to be in that arm wrestle. We want to open the game up a bit and play our style of attacking rugby.
That's Andy Friend. Now, in racing, Horse Racing Ireland has confirmed that all registrations under the Supreme Racing Club banner have been voided following the failure of the club's trustee to provide HRI with information requested. It means that their 14 horses, including Big Cheltenham Hope Kenboy, will not be permitted to race in Ireland. Duvan made a winning return to action at Clonmel yesterday after more than 500 days of inactivity with an impressive victory. Today's opening day of Cheltenham's November meeting has been cancelled. There was very heavy rain over the last couple of days. The course flooded in places. Another inspection today to see if tomorrow's big meeting can go ahead, but there will be action at home in Dundalk starting at 5:15.